Online shopping comes to federal food programs, but it's complicated. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. The pandemic sent grocery shoppers online like never before, and federal food assistance programs are trying to keep up. The main food stamp program, known as SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, rolled out online shopping pre-pandemic, and it's now available in almost every state. That hasn't been the case for WIC, a similar program for women, infants, and children. It gives credit for healthy foods like whole grain breads, milk, fruits, and vegetables. The USDA started a pilot program late last year to offer online shopping to WIC recipients in a handful of states. Brian Dittmeyer is Senior Director of Public Policy at the National WIC Association. He said it will probably be years before the program expands nationwide, but it's important that it does.
WIC shoppers should be able to conduct their shopping in a manner consistent with, of course, SNAP households, but also with the general shopping experience. Commercial platforms have been around for a while. We've been able to place grocery orders, conduct our transactions online, and get home delivery. All of these options should exist in the WIC space as well.
What are some of the biggest lessons learned from the SNAP rollout that WIC is taking into its program?
So in WIC, there are specific foods that WIC participants can purchase by the end of the month. And there can be a number of issues that emerge in the fulfillment process. So what happens as far as substitutions, and how is that resolved and reconciled with the available balance on the benefit card? The ability to sort of put a hold on benefits that have been ordered but not yet fulfilled and delivered is a key piece of what WIC providers need to look at. The second big piece that we're looking at is around the accessibility and utilization of these platforms, particularly for low-income WIC participants who especially live in rural, remote, and hard-to-reach areas. And we know that the interest in using online options drops dramatically if participants have to pay out of pocket for home delivery options.
Typically, there are minimum stocking requirements for WIC food items, but in the early months of the pandemic, states could waive those. Obviously, there were a lot of supply chain issues. There still are to a certain extent. And we've heard this is still a problem for some people, that they can't actually order what they need online. Is technology going to solve that?
To an extent, it will. I mean, online shopping platforms will remedy a lot of the challenges of in-person WIC shopping. The ability to filter for WIC products or see essentially virtual shelf tags that an item is WIC approved. But again, we need to be thinking of those independent grocers and those small grocers that serve remote and rural areas. And having the technical assistance and support from USDA to scale up and share solutions across retailers is going to be really critical here.
We have been talking so far about WIC recipients being able to buy groceries online directly from stores. With SNAP, you can use like a third-party delivery service like Instacart. Is that being considered for WIC?
That discussion is certainly live, but there are a few pieces that need to be figured out before the third-party shopping services can really engage with WIC. And I think that the first piece is that WIC is a nutrition program and delivers certain nutrient-dense foods to participants. And so there need to be adequate controls in place to make sure that any third-party shopping platform that's trying to engage in the WIC space is respecting the integrity of the WIC benefit and is not trying to, provide foods that aren't approved through the WIC program.
Brian Dittmeyer is Senior Director of Public Policy at the National WIC Association. And out for some related links. Brian Dittmeier and other WIC officials and advocates attended a virtual conference earlier this year to discuss this transition to online shopping. The trade publication Grocery Dive summarized many of the ideas they discussed, like the need to make sure retailer sites are optimized for mobile phones, since home broadband access in many rural and low-income communities can be pretty spotty. Retailers might also need to set up sites in multiple languages. We've got more details on the pilot program the USDA is running with the Gretchen Swanson Center for Nutrition. Online shopping is or will be available at select Walmart stores in Washington and Massachusetts, at Save Mart in Nevada, and Hy-Vee grocery stores in Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska. Bowie Foods will work with WIC programs in South Dakota and the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. Food insecurity was, of course, a huge issue during the worst days of the pandemic when unemployment spiked and we saw those long lines at food banks. The economy is in better shape now. Unemployment's down almost as low as it was before the pandemic. But the Washington Post reports food insecurity is again on the rise. As pandemic relief programs end and prices for food and pretty much everything else continue to surge. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.